Are you a healthy male from an Asian, African, Middle Eastern or Mediterranean country? You could be eligible to volunteer for a clinical study where you'll be reimbursed for your time. Call 1-800-243-733 or visit clinicalstudies.com.au.
Asia Wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Welcome to another Asian Pop Radio podcast. I am Jay John, and I'm very excited because one of my favourite pastimes is walking down the streets of Melbourne, seeing buskers, and finding a way to get them into the studio. And I've had much success with that today because I am about to introduce you to Acoustic Holiday, which consists of Stan and Dominique. How are you going, guys?
Hi. How are you?
Thanks for being here with us today. So I might kick off with asking you if you can firstly both introduce yourselves. Tell us a little bit maybe about each of you.
Hi, every audience who is listening Asian Pop Radio. We are Acoustic Holiday, and this is Stan Kim, who plays the guitar.
Oh, yeah. I am Dominic, who is the keyboardist in Acoustic Holiday.
Fantastic. So, guys, did you both grow up in Melbourne or somewhere else?
No, I didn't. I'm from South Korea and just studying in Melbourne now. And
yeah.
I've been to Australia for 4 years.
Four years now?
Yes.
Wow.
And actually, I'm studying cookery.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Whereabouts in South Korea? Were you from Seoul or somewhere else?
From my hometown is Andong, which is really suburb.
Yeah.
And,
like Andong musician.
Oh, that's right.
There you go. Fantastic. And Dominique, yourself?
Yeah, I'm also born in South Korea.
Yeah. And where did you grow up in South Korea?
Near the Seoul. Like my hometown name is Yeoncheon.
Okay.
A very rural region.
There you go. Wow. I'm sure everyone listening to Asian Pop Radio will know because everyone loves South Korea, huh? Popular place to come from. So how did you both come to playing with each other? Like, what's your relationship to each other? How do you know each other?
Oh, yeah. Actually, we are like friends. Yeah. I met Stan about a year ago. Yeah, on the like Korean online community, Hoju Bada.
Okay.
Yeah. And I saw one post.
Ah.
And he actually, that post, like, he wrote he wanna make a friend related to his like musical hobby.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I contacted him.
Oh, yeah. There you go. So you were looking for someone to team up with.
That's right. So actually, I was playing the guitar with another friend as a hobby. Sometimes did bass together as well. But last year, he decided to come back to Korea.
Ah.
So I wanted to find a friend who can hang out and play the guitar together.
You didn't like his playing? You told him to go home or?
No, not at all. Like, because of his personal business. So
yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. Fair enough. How did you actually choose the name Acoustic Holiday, guys?
It was actually very hard to choose team name at first time. I remember it took around a month, and we suggested very fun and stupid names together, such as Two Guys Came From Hell, that kind of things.
Yeah, actually, we wanted to make the general team name. So, yeah. I think actually our genre is acoustic genre, like music. That's why we choose acoustic. And actually, I came here in Melbourne as the working holiday visa holder.
All right.
So, okay. We choose combined acoustic holiday. And I think it sounds
great. So you're still working holiday now?
Yeah.
Not studying, but
working. Yeah, working holiday.
Okay, so studying and working, for both of you. Okay, very good. So not acoustic studying. You could have got acoustic fruit picking.
Sounds good.
Okay, and so you've been together now in the group for about a year?
About a year.
And how long have you been busking on the streets of Melbourne? So did you have a few months where you were just together learning how to do things and working with each other, or did you get out fast onto the street?
Well, actually, by myself, I've done busking since when I came to Australia. I started busking, and after that, together, as I mentioned, I posted on Korean website and I met him and we start to play together.
Right.
So, yeah, it's much better than before by myself.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yes.
Very good. We believe you recently performed at a local Merdeka Day event, right? That wasn't for Korea. That was for Malaysia.
Oh, yeah,
is that
exactly.
Right? Yeah. How did that go?
Well, it was very successful, actually. So it was the first time to perform in front of many people, maybe over 500.
Wow.
So to be honest, I was quite nervous and worried about mistake.
Yeah.
But after starting, I could play normal as usual. So after all, many people became our fans and we met them on the street.
Yeah.
So, well, I'd like to say it was very good opportunity and good experience for us.
What songs did you perform for the audience?
We played our songs.
Yeah.
And they asked Titanic, My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we played their songs.
So you did the music for... You sang yourself?
No, I don't sing.
Yeah, we are like instrumental.
Instrumental music.
Okay, so you did the instrumental of My Heart Will Go On.
Yes, we arranged that.
Okay. No traditional Malaysian music on the night.
They didn't ask it, so...
Very good. So, guys, who are some of your inspirations? Who are your idols? Coming from Korea, you've got so many amazing musicians to inspire you, don't you?
Yes, there are many Korean musicians, which I really like. Jung Sung-ha or some who plays the guitar. But, well, I'd like to say Japanese guitar duo, Depa Pepe.
Okay.
I've been listening to their music for 10 years already.
Right.
And they inspired me to start playing the guitar. I play the guitar already 10 years. And nowadays, my favorite role model is Tommy Emmanuel.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, Melbourne.
Oh, there you go.
He's from Melbourne.
He's been around for a very long time.
That's right. He's like the best guitarist over the world.
Did you know him of his work before you came to Melbourne? Like, did you know him when you were growing up in Korea? Or?
Yeah, when I was in Korea, really? I listened to his songs.
Wow. Was he well known in Korea?
Yes. Oh. Every guitarist know him.
Yeah.
So,
amazing.
Yes.
Very good.
Guitar skill and his movement is amazing. Like, sometimes feel like his guitar is crying and sometimes dancing. So it really motivates me. So someday, if that is possible, I want to play like him.
Fantastic. And Dominic, how about you? You got any musicians that you're particularly fond of, like that you really like?
Yeah. Actually, I used to like the one of pianist, yeah. Iruma, the Korean pianist.
Okay.
They're very famous.
Yeah.
I started from 10 years ago with his, like, some the musics and chord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But, yeah, recently, I'm not sure, like, who is my, like, role model.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but not.
But he definitely was a good influence for you.
Oh, yeah, right.
Fantastic. It's always very interesting hearing stories of people busking on the street because lots of crazy things can happen. Do you have any strange things that you'd like to share about things that have happened while you've been busking in the city?
Yeah. A lot of things happened, like some rememberable things, like last Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, maybe 7 months ago. Yeah, one old guy gave a bottle of wine for us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And a few days ago, like one of homeless guy took out some coins.
What do you do if someone takes your coins?
Well, sometimes it happens, but at first time we say, please do not touch.
Yeah.
But sometimes they don't mind it at all.
Yeah.
Just laughing and just run away. So
hopefully the other people watching then give you more money to make up.
It's a good strategy as well.
Yeah, you should train someone to pretend they're
taking Yeah, but well, it feels uncomfortable. But well, I think there is no way because we work on the street and many things can be happen. So just try to get used to it.
Maybe you need a money box so they can't take
it. Right. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Or just bring an FPOS machine so people can pay pass.
Really commercial, yeah.
So have you performed in other cities or have either of you performed in other cities on your own? Like, have you busked anywhere outside of Melbourne?
In Australia, I never busked another city, just only in Melbourne. But if there is chance, I'd like to perform many places in Australia.
Yeah.
Like Sydney, Brisbane, Cairns. But yet, just only in Melbourne.
Yeah. You haven't had a chance in Korea?
In Korea,
busking started
I
to
did.
Get a little bit bigger in Korea, isn't it?
It's quite different.
Yeah. Like, what do you think the main differences are?
Main difference is like in Melbourne, we have to get the permission to do busking.
Yeah, and everything.
And everything. Like, it's quite strict.
Yeah.
But in Korea, there is no permit. And we can do whatever we want. And there is no volume limit. But sometimes it can be a problem because of too big noise and that kind of things.
Yeah.
So there is no law in Korea. That's the big difference.
So if you get a permit in Melbourne to busk, then you should be able to get enough of an audience because there's not too many people to compete with.
Exactly.
Okay, very good. Have you met any other buskers while you've been here?
Many buskers.
Had a chance to perform with some other people, or
they suggested that one. But if we want to do really good performing in front of people, we have to practice a lot together because our style and their style is quite different. So there was no chance to play together.
Let's talk more about your musical style, guys. How would you describe your music?
We play new age genre music. So like it sounds like the classic music, but it has quite different construction.
Yeah,
compared to like classic music, actually. I think more simple chord and easier. And honestly, I didn't expect my piano performance is suitable for his guitar playing.
Right.
Yeah.
But why is that?
Well, actually, the
different style.
Yeah, actually different style and different instrument.
Okay.
So I didn't expect, but actually it was quite good. So we started our work as a team from a year ago, and we arranged a lot of songs, and we composed our music as well.
Right. Yeah. Wow. So you do a little, sometimes some covers, like My Heart Will Go On, and other times your own music.
Yeah.
Very good. What have been some of the highlights so far? I mean, you've been performing for about a year now. What are some of the positive things you can look back on?
The one thing I really remember is it was a few days ago, and next to GPO, now maybe H&M, we performed that there. And
so you've been in Melbourne for a long time. You know all the things that were in that right. building.
Exactly. So actually, at nighttime on Elizabeth Street, there are not many people. Mm. It's very quiet, and just people go to home and want to take a rest. But it was around 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. There was no one, and when we start performing at there, we get a lot of people, maybe more than 40 or 50 people.
Wow.
So, yeah, we had
so that's
really
because you can stand near the tram stop and then people start to sit down on the steps of the GPO.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it was really interesting, and we were
and
very
probably very cold as well, right?
Yes, exactly.
Maybe not by Korean standards, but for Melbourne standards.
Right.
Well, that must give you a good feeling then when you've been able to create such a crowd for your work. And it must make you feel good about what you're doing together and think, oh, maybe we're pretty good at this stuff.
Yes.
So, guys, if you could perform at any music festival, what would you choose?
I know there are many music festivals in Melbourne, which is Strayasonic, International Jazz Festival, and so on. And among them, I'd like to perform at St. Kilda Busking Festival because we are busker, basically.
Yeah.
Also, if there is any chances to perform, whatever that is, we'd like to attend and perform as many as possible.
Hmm. Is there a big event overseas that you would like to be performing at? Like, there's lots of big events. Fuji Music Festival and all sorts of stuff.
That's right. We have to think about our music style as well. Because sometimes really exciting, but sometimes basically quite emotional music we play. So I know in Korea, there is Grand Mint Festival, which is it's not really big, but I saw Depa Pepe at that festival, and that atmosphere was perfect for acoustic player.
So
if there is a chance, I would like to attend that there.
There's a big pianist coming to Melbourne in October, Animens. He does all the anime, he does the piano to all the anime classics. Maybe we'll have to get him on the street and bus with you. Fingers crossed. If someone was making a movie about you both, this is a bit of a fun question. If someone was making a movie about you both and the story of your band, who would you like to play each of you in the movie? Which actor would you like to choose to play you in the movie?
Honestly, I don't know about the movie industry, actors, very well. So, but I think whoever, if someone acts us instead of us,
Tommy Emmanuel.
Tommy Emmanuel. Oh, it's my honor. I'm gonna cry.
Maybe we will appreciate that. All stuffs. Yeah. Whoever.
Do you have a favorite Korean actor? Or you don't really watch too many movies?
Yeah, I love a Korean actor.
Yeah.
I think actually I'm I'm 20s.
Yeah.
I'm young.
Yeah.
So maybe that actor should be 20. Yeah, young guy. Yeah.
How about you, Stan?
I think my favorite actor in Korea is Won Bin.
Yeah.
He's really, really handsome. So
yeah.
If that is possible,
I can agree with you on that. That's why he gets lots of work, Stan.
Yes.
Well, really excited to have you in the studio today, guys. I need to ask you before we finish up, do you have an EP? And if so, how can listeners purchase your music? How can they support you?
So as I said before, we released our album and the name of the album is Imagination. There are 6 songs and those songs have all different feeling. Also, there are no lyrics. That means you can feel differently and you can imagine whatever you want. So it all depends on your mood. So you can imagine whatever you want. And we sell CD directly on the street because when we do bus, people can buy directly. Yeah. And it is also available on many platforms like Apple, Google, Spotify. So if you want to listen to our music, please search Acoustic Holiday on your application music platform, please.
Easy. Acoustic Holiday on everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Stan, Dominic, thank you so much for coming into Asian Pop Radio today. I know you're going to be busking tonight, so appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. It's raining outside, but...
It's always raining outside. Yeah. It's Melbourne.
That's why I love here.
So how can people find out about you on social media and support your work? What are all the ways?
We have our Facebook, Instagram, Weibo, and YouTube channel. So many people follow us after watching our performance, and they mention us through their SNS with our photos and videos. We really, really appreciate it, and we are trying to show better performance every time. So dear to Asian Pop Radio listeners, please find and follow us. Thumbs up and subscribe our channel. Thank you very much.
Well said.
Asian, African, Middle Eastern, or Mediterranean country? Are you a healthy male aged 18 to 55? Then you could be eligible to participate in a research project with the Centre for Clinical Studies. Participants are reimbursed for their time. Contact the Centre for Clinical Studies now on 1800 243 733. That's 1800 243 733. For more information, visit clinicalstudies.com.au. The Centre for Clinical Studies. We need volunteers like you.